You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a 13-year-old girl in Texas. Her name is Elena. She has just become the youngest black student in history to ever get into medical school.
Nice.
She's 13. She's like a modern-day Doogie Howser.
Wow, that's cool.
She's already graduated from high school. She did that last year. She's already completed 2.5 years of college. She's 13.
Unbelievable.
And she is going off to medical school. I love her quote because she strikes me as such a cool kid. She says, I'm a normal 13-year-old, but I have extremely good time management skills.
All right. Yes, I guess so. That's cool.
And she says she's disciplined.
You'd have to be.
So, way to make the rest of us when we were 13 look like total losers. I fly fairly often, and I've had some flights delayed before. It's very annoying, but you know, you always expect it to be like weather or a problem with a plane or something, you know, an act of God kind of thing. There's a story going around about an Alaskan airline flight from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco. It was about to take off earlier this week, but then it got out on the tarmac, turned around, had to go back to the gate, Jeremy. All the passengers had to get off. They had to deplane, as they say. And why? Because two pilots up in the cockpit were fighting with each other.
No, I want to fly. No, you flew last time. I want to fly. No,
once they
it's
got
my
back
turn.
To the gate, one of the pilots hauled butt off the plane. The passengers had to deplane. The airline had to go find a replacement. The flight was 2.5 hours delayed. It had already been delayed a little bit because of weather, and now the pilots were fighting.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So the airline reportedly gave the passengers a flight credit of $175.
Smart move.
To make up for the delay.
Oh, I want to fly.
God, can you just imagine?
I want to put the landing gear up this time.
Let me tell you, I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today, and the point that I took is that we all have disagreements with coworkers, so really, why wouldn't we expect pilots to be
the same
any
thing.
Different?
Yep. Same thing.
Speaking of flights and jets, there's a website that tracks celebrity private jet flights. Why? Not just for fun, but to essentially bust them for how much they are destroying, you know,
the Earth.
The environment.
It's their emissions, and the celebrities are always waggling their fingers at us, telling us to be more, you know, to be better to the Earth, and
it's
here they
the
are.
Truth.
And
they
I love how short these flights were on a lot of these.
Kylie Jenner took a 17-minute flight that they say would have taken about 45 minutes by car, and by doing that, it was burning, you know, thousands of pounds of jet fuel. Steven Spielberg just yesterday took an 18-minute flight that essentially lasted 84 miles. They said it used 1,000 pounds of jet fuel and created 2 tons of carbon dioxide emissions so he could fly 84 miles.
Isn't that crazy? That's not
That's
cool.
That's bad. That is
but
bad.
I guess if we were in that position and had the money and had the jet, we'd be doing the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, well, but I okay,
the
maybe
same
so,
thing.
But I agree with your earlier comment. If you're doing that, stop waggling a finger at the rest of us.
Yeah, just be like, I'm just doing this for convenience.
Yeah. One celebrity, well, I better not say anything about that. And then a little news for nerds action for you. This is pretty interesting. They say that certain eye diseases often don't get reported until people go into an eye doctor or something and they mention something. Like, I got something going on right now and I'm going to definitely be going in. But they say, you know, sometimes that's just too late. By the time the patient notices something, it could be too late. So now researchers have discovered a way of maybe screening for eye diseases simply by analyzing tears. It's a non-invasive way. They just collect tears from you and they can study it and they can find sometimes issues that you didn't even know you had yet.
Look at that.
And at first I was thinking, well, how do they do that? And then they made a very good point. They go, really? It works on the same principle as a urine sample.
You're just collecting your fluids.
Yeah, if you think about it, we determine things from a urine sample that we don't know we've got.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. So that is, modern medicine is so damn cool.
I'm a tear scientist.
Hey, it's apparently going to be a big
thing. I went
thing.
Into tears.
What else is trending?
Well, I guess trending locally. My God, looking at my social media this morning, I think everyone in Denver was at the Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison concert last night. What a massive event. So many photos. And I was whining around last night at home that I didn't go to this concert because it looked really fun. Sadly, it was on a school night. It was at Coors Field. I was telling my wife, we should have gone to that. That looks like a blast. And she's like, well, you would have been complaining that you were out too late. So honest to God, I put on Every Rose Has Its Thorn last night when I was in the shower. Just to hold myself and tear up a little bit, I guess, while I was in the shower. But kudos to everyone that was at that concert last night. Thanks for posting pictures. If you could have an unlimited buffet for of one food for an entire month, what food would you choose? There's a new poll out this morning, and Americans say that they would spend $437 for an endless supply of their favorite food for that month. What would you be picking, DT?
I don't know.
I know. I was thinking
you put me on
you.
The spot. I was thinking some sort of like pasta.
I am.
But this is going to work out to more than $10 a day.
Right. I mean, I'm picking tri-tip because it's my. God, I'm rushing home today to throw a couple tri-tips on the smoker, actually.
I guess that's what you would do is you'd try to find something where the dollar would actually be a dollar savings for you.
Right. So,
if
I don't know.
It's $437 bucks a month.
We were raving about garlic knots yesterday. I mean, I think garlic knots would fall into that category or, you know, a delicious salad.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a funny thing really fast.
What's that?
Salad. Salad's actually
I'm lying.
I mentioned something yesterday about going to get those garlic knots, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. All I said was it's, you know, not too far from my house. And I said, I live 1,400 miles away, so there's no sense you writing in saying, what's the restaurant? Because you're not going to know what it is. Somebody wrote to me and guessed the restaurant.
Hey, and they got it?
Yeah, 1,400 miles from Denver. They guessed the restaurant me describing the garlic knots.
Look at that. They're like, well-known knots, I guess.
That's impressive.
That's very impressive. My goodness. Trending celebrity-ish, somebody dug up Sarah Michelle Gellar from the grave. What the huh? You remember her. It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's returning to TV. This time she's fighting werewolves. Paramount Plus is really pimping this show right now. It's called Wolfpack. It's by one of the people who made the Teen Wolf series back in the day. It's about a California wildfire that awakens a terrifying supernatural creature, a.k.a. my mother-in-law. Sarah will play an investigator looking for the teenage arsonist who set the fire. Fun fact, remember the Teen Wolf movie back in the day with Michael J. Fox? It's a blast from the past.
He's playing basketball and everything?
The basketball scene when he's in the gymnasium, do you know about that story? And the crowd, there's the crowd behind him in the stands, and there's one guy in the stands that whips out his pee-pee ding-ding in the movie in the background, and they didn't catch it. So have fun on YouTube today looking that up. Yeah, you can just see it right there. Like, everyone's cheering, and he goes, whoop, there it is.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
So fantastic. Oh, what else is going on? Gender reveal parties are trending this morning. Are you a fan of those? Have you been invited to a gender reveal?
I dislike them.
Yeah, they're starting to take a bit of a hit. I blame social media because people are trying to one-up each other with these parties and posting and blah, blah, blah. A new poll out says 13% of people say, yeah, we're all in. 32% of people say, yeah, they're so-so. And then, of course, 44% say, I am not a fan of these. We did not do this with our kids. We didn't do a big party reveal. We just had my parents over one night with a couple, my sister and like one friend for Reed, and Nicole made the cake. That was blue or pink, and then when she put the frosting all over it, and then everybody dug in the cake, and it was blue. Hey.
Well, you did a gender reveal party, but you was
but
small.
It wasn't like this bombastic, invite all your friends and family, and and then for Lila, I believe it was my birthday, and I was opening gifts or something, and I just pulled out a baby onesie that was pink, and they're, oh my God, you guys had sex. Hey.
So adorable.
So adorable, yeah. So yeah, I'm not really into them. All right, let's do clickbait. It's the best.
Clickbait.
I laughed so hard at this morning. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We've been talking about the TikTok tortilla challenge where you got to hold water in your mouth and slap somebody with a tortilla, and the first one to spit out the water loses. The best one I have seen so far is on our Facebook. It is little tiny, teeny tiny Kevin Hart And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, they decided to do the tortilla challenge while promoting their new movie, Super Pets, and it's really, really good. Can you imagine slapping The Rock with a tortilla? It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.